Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
It's 8:42 on this Tuesday morning. I think in the business world in 2020, a lot of financial decisions were based on, let's just get through the end of this year. And, well, we did that. We got through the end of the year. Now it's a brand new year. A lot of the same problems are still ahead of us. Joining us right now to talk about where the economy may be heading in the coming year and maybe some ways that you can take advantage of that is Rod Robertson. Rod is an international entrepreneur, the author of Winning in Entrepreneurship, Insider's Tips on Buying, Building, and Selling Your Own Business. Rod, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
A pleasure to be on the show.
Where is the economy heading? What does 2021 have in store for us, do you think?
Well, for small to medium-sized businesses that employ about 70% of the population, there's going to be changes for sure. I mean, the chaos and the debris that really hit a lot of our industries last year are going to be set correct this year. There's going to be a mutation and a reckoning where, you know, over the last 30 days, a lot of boards, a lot of business owners are trying to figure out who to hire, who to fire, how to pivot their business toward technology. So it's going to be a very exciting year. And for the people that are in the groove with ownership, it's going to be great. And for the people that are taking advantage of this situation, it's going to be a different world.
What advice do you have for young people that maybe are, you know, just starting out in their careers? They kind of had a game plan ahead of them, and now a lot of that is in question. What would be the thing to do for a young business person?
Well, for the young business people, I mean, the playing field's going to be wide open. I mean, they have the opportunity. There is always a logjam ahead of young people that they have to wait their term in queue for 10, 20 years to move to mid-management, to become a supervisor, to do something. But now I'm telling you, with the technology and the distance between top ownership and the young people coming in is going to be close through technology, because ownership now needs the young people more than ever, because everything's about tech now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What kind of businesses do you think are going to provide the best opportunities for entrepreneurs in the next decade?
You know, it'll be the same old businesses that survived it. Look, there was 20% of the businesses have gone away. Another 20% of the businesses are really having a difficult time. And so for the 60% of businesses and even that 20% that's having a hard time, they all have to pivot to social media, technology. Look at the furniture business. I mean, there's something, you go to the store and you buy your couch and your love seat. Now, no, everything is hustled to the home. Everything's online. You buy online, you shop online. E-commerce, a lot of studies are showing now, has accelerated what they thought was going to take 10 years. It's taken 8 months. So all of us have to really look to shift to e-commerce, and a great new theorem is called reverse mentorship, where older employees like myself, who aren't really deeply steeped in technology, need a young mentor. So young mentors are going to be great for all of us, and we all should align with somebody that knows things that we don't.
You know, that's a great point, and that is a classic win-win scenario where, you know, you can provide your business, expertise to a young person. They can help you with their technology expertise, and you can really help each other along the way, can't you?
Yeah, just don't say, when I was your age, oh my God, when people...
I know.
That is the death knell of, getting in the groove with the young mentor. But I have to tell you, for the older people too, like myself, we have to get hooked into these people.
Yeah.
But life is good too for us and our generation and the people on the back, on the back nine, because we don't necessarily have to be that dangling employee waiting. Mm-hmm. There's studies out that show out of the 100% of the time at work you do, that 60% of it you really deplore or don't like it, and 40% you love it. So why not ease out the door and become a gig employee and have two or three jobs where you can really do what you want to do and be your own boss for the last 10 years of your career.
There you go. And just do the stuff that you want to do instead of the stuff that you have to do. Rod, I want to talk a little bit about remote work. You touched on it a little bit. Going into this pandemic, this long extended period where we realized that it was going to be a lot more than 2 weeks that we were going to have to be working from home, I thought, oh my goodness, this is really going to be counterproductive in a lot of ways. It turns out, at least the studies that I've seen, have shown people are actually working more from home than they were in the office.
Yes, you know, again, part of my job is to do studies and pull the information together. And what it is it seems like a third of the people will drive to work like they always did. A third of the people will become 50% at home, 50% worker, and that's fine too. And then a third are always going to be remote. But those third that are remote, a lot of people are saying that half of those people that are working remote aren't, you know, pedal to the metal like they should be. You know, they're stretching and doing yoga instead of being with the boss, and they're running around with their kids a little bit. You know, it's a different lifestyle. But unfortunately, this year, you know, their production, especially the remote salespeople or people that have quantitative ways for ownership to look at them, these people are a lot of them are going to get whacked, because they're not hitting their numbers and they don't know how to supervise themselves. So, you know, stay close to the owners, push as hard as you can, and just because you're out of sight doesn't mean you're out of mind.
There you go. Talking with Rod Robertson, managing partner at Briggs Capital. Rod, what advice do you have for maybe an owner whose business is not looking real good and they're thinking it's time to sell this thing before it crashes? What advice would you have for those folks?
You know, there is, for every one seller of a business, there's 10 buyers. And even if your company's struggling or something, four struggling businesses tied together make a great business. Mm. So don't think that there's not somebody out there that doesn't want your business. Your business is a valuable business, and it's an honorable business that someone's built for years. But if you know what? If it's your time, it's your time. If you're not making money, or worse, if you're pouring money into a business every month, that and it's negative, but you don't know how to get out of it, well, find an advisor that can get you out of that business, because don't train away your personal living just to sustain something that's unsustainable.
It's a chaotic time, but there are a lot of opportunities, aren't there?
Yes, I think this year we'll see the, you know, the stock market's high, but people are getting nervous about it. But American business is going to, you know, we lead the world in innovation, and we always will. I mean, we're quick thinking, and we pivot correctly, and this will be the interesting first quarter, but the rest of the year should really be racing along.
All right. Strap in. We'll see how it all goes. Rod, interesting insights. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.